You really real.
What's up, my guy?
Can't call it.
How are you?
Same old, my G. Just trying to get you a dollar.
I heard that. Money over everything, right?
Absolutely. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, we just waiting on what. Wes has joined the chat. What's up, Wes?
What's up, Ref?
Yo, Wes is here too.
Hey, what up, Jeff?
Yo, what's good, my guy?
Chilling, man. I'm chilling.
I just like to say welcome back to the podcast.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, y'all, man.
Know what it was? It's Niggas Need Sundays. If y'all forgot, here's a memory. We're going to refresh your memory. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, Niggas Need Sundays. It was me, Just, Wes, Bub, Lil, Dirt. Am I missing somebody?
You got Weez.
And Wayne.
Wayne.
We all made a podcast 2 years ago. That was our last episode. 2 fucking years ago. That's a long ass time.
Life has changed, man. Everybody was busy. Lives changing. Yo, man.
The fucking pandemic.
The pandemic. That's what it was.
That's what it was. Because it was 2020 last time we did this shit.
The pandemic fucked us up.
It ain't fuck everybody up. Because I know if that check come out again, I'm taking it.
Yeah, that checks was crazy, though.
If PUA spin the block, I'm spinning the block with it.
Yeah, I ain't getting not a dollar, yo. Not nothing.
Sorry to hear that.
What you talking about? You ain't getting no money, Jeff?
I didn't get not a dollar. My job never closed. I didn't get a dollar.
Yo, niggas was getting dough out this job.
Not a cent.
That you was doing PUA?
PUA. What y'all call it?
PUA. Did you get PUA?
PUA. Yeah. I thought you were saying PUA.
What the fuck is that?
Yo.
What? You got money from it?
Yeah, I was getting some money, man. My job shut down.
What'd you do with your money, Wes?
I was doing CCT, remember?
Yeah, but what did you do with your money?
I saved it. You know, I spent it. Did what I had to do, you know. We had to go hunting during the pandemic, buying groceries and shit. Yeah, going to fucking Costco.
I got a fucking Costco membership.
Dog. I got a BJ's membership during the pandemic. Like, niggas was out there.
Yo,
Costco is the shit. Yo, y'all niggas need to get with it, man.
Never been to Costco.
You ain't never been, dog.
I heard Costco's do be having everything, though.
Costco, dog. Telling you. Costco be having the shit.
So Costco's way over BJ's, huh?
Fuck yeah, dog. Fuck yeah. It ain't like BJ's alright. BJ still be having the little deals and shit, but Costco be having the fly shit. Like Costco's food and shit be better.
I ain't never been to Costco's, and I don't think I ever want to go to Costco.
Man, you gotta step your game up, bro. You gotta get you a membership.
I'm good, man. I ain't got no money for that.
You got your family now and shit. It ain't that bad. It was only like $10 a year or some shit. It ain't even that deep.
$10 a year? $10 a year. That
joint
way more than that.
That over sound true.
It ain't that deep, dog.
That joint more than that. That's the fucking
secret. I don't even know how much it costs. That's how cheap it is. I was like, yeah, I want one. It's probably like $100.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a far leap from $10 to $100. It's a big ass leap.
Man, I don't even pay attention to the shit. It's that cheap.
Oh.
Yeah, just give me my car. Renew it. Yeah, whatever.
You get that's big money talk. That's big West for you right there.
Pandemic was definitely, it was a good thing and a bad thing. More good than bad.
More good than bad?
More good than bad.
You know, 1 million people died. Like,
fuck that. Niggas was rich.
Oh, that's shit. It.
They was hood rich.
Niggas was getting money.
Did y'all? Yeah. I was gonna say, did y'all know anybody who died from it? Got sick. Or got bad sick.
No.
Personally, no. But I know somebody that knew somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know me. Everybody know me.
What?
What are you talking about?
I told y'all I died from the COVID.
I didn't.
I told y'all niggas, y'all forget.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It's cool.
Kids are funny. Kids are hilarious. Oh my God.
Kids.
I got a lot of kids, man. Got a lot of kids.
Love them while they small. As they get older, their little attitudes and a little back talking, that shit get real.
Hello.
Y'all telling me now.
Different type time, bro. Different type time.
Get up out of here.
How old is your oldest, Jeff?
I got one.
You only got one kid, right?
Yeah, I got one child.
I thought I saw a bunch of them over there.
Yeah, I got hella nieces and nephews, though.
Okay, you one and done, Jeff?
Huh?
You one and done?
I don't think so.
I don't really know. Whatever happens, bro. I ain't gonna put a stamp on it because I can't control everything. Well, I can.
You get older, man, but
I don't know.
You ain't getting no vasectomy.
Nah.
I would never, though.
Yeah, I don't know why would niggas would get that.
I don't know why they even invented that procedure.
But it's whatever the young lady wants to do. If I impregnate somebody and she wants to keep it, I'm for it. If she's not ready yet, all right, then fall back. You feel me?
Well, I got you. Wes, what's up with you?
Yeah, maybe one day.
One day.
Probably like when I'm 40 and shit.
Sounds about right. Look, right?
Uh-huh.
It's been two fucking years.
Yeah, it has been 2 years.
It's been 2 years. Like, what niggas been doing?
What you been doing, bro?
Me?
Yeah,
hey, what you been doing?
Oh, man. It's been a lot. It's been a lot. It's been good and bad.
Yo. We need an episode just for Rel to tell us about his old job, bro.
Which one?
And which one?
Yeah, a bunch of old jobs.
I had a bunch of old jobs. Bullshit jobs.
The 2 years when you worked at the hospital, bro.
The hospital.
Horrible. I'll give you one.
You at a hospital now. When you at a hospital doing security.
I'm at Einstein now, but I was
doing security. We say a name.
When he was doing security. Was horrible. Man.
I'm going to put it out there. Penn, University of Penn is a bad motherfucking place. It's a bad place of employment. This shit is childish. It's horrible. Niggas is fake.
It's worse than our job. It's worse than Einstein, bro. Not our job, huh?
Wes. Einstein lit, bro.
Lit.
Einstein is lit. I love it there.
I can tell you do.
That's the best job I ever had, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you be having
a good ass time, bro.
I'm glad y'all having fun at work.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Supposed to have fun. Why not have fun at work?
I'm sorry. I feel bad for Justin though. He said
my job chilling, man. I mean,
it's chilling.
It ain't always fun and games. Sometimes you gotta be serious, but for the most part, I'm on ice, bro. I can't complain. I'm on ice. I'm chilling.
You be playing cards with them niggas and shit, don't you?
Absolutely.
I know you do. That's what we having paintball parties and movie nights with the gang
with the staff. Yeah,
Jess, you be saying shit that sound like them niggas. You be saying jailhouse shit. that shit be rubbing off on you, Jess. I peeped that shit, but I ain't say nothing.
Nigga, you saying child time. Let's go. Saying to his daughter and shit. Penn was bad, man. It's a funny story. I got choked out. Well, not choked out. I didn't get choked out. He choked me. On New Year's, he choked me.
On New Year?
Yeah, he was drunk and high off K2.
That's it.
See, this is the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't expect the crackhead to put their hands on you. You never expect a crackhead to put their hands on you. That was my mistake. Expect the unexpected.
That's the joint with the video, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
If niggas want to see, I got the video.
Yo. If y'all want to see, just comment when he put it up. So I need to see the video. But shit's hilarious.
Y'all got to pay me first. Y'all got to pay me first.
Shit was hilarious, bro. It was mad as shit in that video.
No, that shit was fucking annoying as shit. And then I just came back from COVID. So, I couldn't breathe right. I was in that joint about to die. Fighting for
that shit was after COVID.
Yeah, I came back from work a week later. But the COVID, you know, COVID don't get out your system for like I don't know how long, but I still couldn't breathe right. So you know, any regular fight, like any fight longer lasting longer than like 30 seconds is like crazy.
Yeah, can't breathe right.
We was fighting for 2 fucking minutes. It felt like I was fighting for 40.
Dude, his backup came, they just watching.
I saw that joke. I saw Rel was on his knee. Like, he was gasping for air.
He was kicking me in the air, kicking me in my nuts, all that shit.
Dude,
it was hilarious, man.
Fucking cracking the fuck up.
He had on them fucking high water pants and shit. Like, that shit was funny. Oh, man.
Dude, man, that shit was the fucking worst, bro.
You was looking like the nigga from Martin and shit. That's always getting beat up.
All right. No, not too much.
How's that bad? You know, real shit, at my job, COVID, motherfuckers using COVID.
Nah, but real, I don't think you got beat up, though, right? I ain't seen you ain't getting beat up.
I did. This is the thing. It wasn't a real fight. It was a
tussle. You ain't look like a punk or nothing, but you was looking like the nigga. I'm talking about with your uniform. You ain't.
Oh, you talking about
beat you up.
Otis.
You look like Otis.
Oh, from Martin?
Yeah.
It wasn't a fight.
Shit was just funny seeing you tussle, but that was the only thing.
It was a tussle. It wasn't a fight.
Yeah, you got it. You pinned him.
Don't get it twisted. I still can stick a move. But yeah, just what was you saying?
Nah, I was just saying, like, you saying you had COVID and shit. I said, my job, motherfuckers was using that COVID shit taking vacations. You know, you call them, like, oh, I got COVID. That's 7 to 10 days where you ain't meet. You know what I'm saying? That shit was lit. I should have used it. Didn't.
You sure?
I ain't use it.
I don't know, Jess. I don't want to get you in trouble, but I think you used COVID for excuse a couple times.
I never used COVID. For what? Where did I go?
I think you just go to like somewhere. You just went somewhere.
I went to the DR. I ain't used COVID. I made up a fake death.
What if your supervisor heard this?
I mean, it's over now. It's over now. What the fuck you gonna do?
Yeah, man, but no. What else happened in 2 years? I got a new job. My daughter died. That happened.
Oh man.
Yeah, that happened.
Oh yeah, baby winter.
30 years.
I'm about to say what?
Yeah, that's her and Kobe. Well, Kobe died the same day she was born.
Yeah. That was the same day.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was the same day.
Mm-hmm. She was born the 25th. Kobe died the 26th.
Yeah. Oh, Kobe. Yeah.
Yeah, but that happened.
What about still?
Still did die 2020.
Yeah, still, yeah, my guy, RIP, man.
RIP still, man.
I still can't get over that, man.
That was a tough joint. RIP still, man. That was tough.
Yeah.
Still, man.
I'm trying to think what else happened. Two of our homies, they done changed cities. You know what I'm saying? When they get on, we're going to let them tell you. You
know what I'm saying? With ATL Weez and Dallas, Texas.
He not really Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm saying? He in the middle.
He in the suburbs.
He in the middle of Dallas and Fort Worth. So it's Twin Cities right there.
Dallas, Fort Worth, yeah.
Yeah, Dallas, Fort Worth. So he out there, man. Y'all should have came when we went out there. It was a good time, bro.
Dallas, how is Dallas? I ain't been there.
Yo, it's
since I was a kid.
Texas is a vibe, my guys.
Really?
Really.
I'm just used to seeing them on First 48. I don't know nothing about that.
Oh.
What? Texas. Texas always on First 48.
You see everybody on First 48. You can't say that.
It's mostly Texas. It's damn Texas.
Is Miami on that drum? More
Miami and Texas is like the two big drums.
Oh, my God. It's because we here.
In Tulsa.
In Texas, you probably see Philly in Baltimore.
You know what? I'll be wondering that. I don't know. Is Philly on First 48?
Yeah, you can't.
No, you can't show your city. They can't show your city.
Can't show you city. So they probably see us.
I don't know though, because we don't really. It don't really show big cities.
That's a like,
they don't show like New York or Chicago and no shit.
That's too close to us.
That's too close. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like Philly, they'll never show a Philly episode.
They don't show Los Angeles.
No, we ain't never, I ain't never seen them.
I've only seen like Southern cities. Miami, Texas, fucking Tulsa.
Well, I seen Memphis because you know when the rapper Young Dolph died, they went to, everybody went to the detective off of First 48 to do his case.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
I see Atlanta.
Like all the rappers dying, man. That shit crazy.
Oh yeah, all the a bunch of rappers died, man.
A bunch of rappers died in the past 2 years.
I can't talk about getting killed, not just died, getting killed.
Or guys that got killed.
There's a difference, man.
I didn't know. I thought Dolph died this year.
No, he did die this year.
Oh, he died in November. Last November.
Oh shit! Yeah. You already?
Mm-hmm.
The one I can't remember. What was I doing with Dog? I lost that. I can't remember what I was doing.
I just know I seen him going to the Jackson State games with Deion Sanders and them. So you know they used to be. You know he was always in the locker room with them.
Okay. They got his murder though, right?
Yeah.
It was like six people.
Wasn't there some niggas that was it? Were they connected with old boy?
Yo Gotti.
Yeah.
And his brother did it.
Oh, Yo Gotti brother?
I don't know if it's his real brother or not, but he said like his, I guess his brother. I don't know.
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know.
Oh, Google it.
Because I saw the boy. I saw some boy they had in cuffs.
Oh, yeah, somebody.
It was a couple niggas.
Well, who else got killed?
Philly Ball got killed this year.
Don't say PNB.
PNB Rock.
You called him Philly Ball, man. That's PNB, man.
That was kind of
disrespectful, man.
How is it disrespectful? I'm just saying that he's from Philly.
You forgot his name or some shit.
I didn't forget his name. I still listen to his music. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Philly Ball, man.
That shit.
Because he's from our city, bro. What are you talking about? Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go out there and spark something for him.
That's your smooth. Damn, what the fuck happened to West?
He probably went to go research something. You can't look something, you're going to come out of that. Stupid.
Oh, yeah. So I'm on my iPad.
Yeah, so.
You see, if he had an iPhone.
Yeah, he wouldn't have that.
That shit wouldn't happen.
West has an Android, guys. Y'all need to tell him. He needs to upgrade. That shit is ass.
Yeah, man,
what do he got? He don't even got a fucking Galaxy. What do he got?
I don't know. I don't know what that is. It might be a Galaxy.
Uh-uh. Hold on, what's the good joint? Samsung? What's the joint?
Samsung Galaxy.
Oh, all right.
I think that's the only Android. There you go. Yeah, yeah. That's what you do, man. What you try to look at something?
No, I ain't do shit. What's the last thing you heard me say?
It's that Android. We were talking
shit. Android
shit. It ain't that Android, man.
It's the Android, bro.
It's not the Android. I think I hung up. I'm up here twice. Hello?
What's
the last thing you heard me say?
I don't know.
That you want a new phone. That's what I heard you say.
Nah, that. I might listen, man. Y'all with these fucking Android, man. Listen.
No. Get it right. We have iPhones.
We got iPhones.
I got iPhones. Y'all got fucking phones. It really is.
Well, at this point, I don't care if you get an iPhone 6, man. You need an iPhone.
But look, let me ask
you. You messing up our group messaging shit, all green and shit. Like, what the fuck?
That's the thing.
Hold on, Wes.
What?
Hey, Jess, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You bag a joint, right?
Yeah.
Bad as shit.
Mm-hmm.
You get her number.
Yep.
You text her shit green. What you do?
I'm probably not going to keep touching her. I'm cool.
What?
I'm cool. Like, why you got a fucking Android, weirdo?
Okay. So, So yeah, that's the thing I wanted to know. Like, yo, I be you, texting y'all. I'm in the group chat.
You like, weird. But Wes, you having an Android, we can't text you how we want to text you.
Why? Yeah, explain that to me. Cause y'all niggas act like y'all can't see my fucking text or something.
We can see a text. It's not about the text. It's about the options that we can do.
It's a multimedia message instead of being an iMessage.
Like we can't send you. We can't send you. What they call them? Gifts. Gifts.
Yep.
We can't send you none of that because it's gonna move slow. Look.
But see, look, that's bullshit. Okay.
If you like a freaking message, it's gonna come as a text message. He liked the message instead of just, you know, somebody hearting the message or liking the message in the group message. Like, bro, you can't explain it. You need to upgrade. You just gotta get an iPhone.
Look, man. See, that's that bullshit. That's why.
That
Uzi song, you be doing a little dance, don't you, bro?
What?
You be doing a little dance, don't you?
What dance?
You know the dance. You know the dance.
Yes, you do. Bro, you capping, bro. I know you be doing the dance. I can see bro at work downtown sitting there practicing that shit.
No, that TikTok shit really.
Yo, Jess, you the dancer, though.
Yo.
Yeah, Jess.
Yo,
you probably doing this.
Cut it out, Jess.
Listen, I probably do the dance. I got a daughter who's 12. All she do is TikTok shit.
So I've been doing TikTok do with her.
Yeah, something like that, but I ain't gonna do it, though.
That's be fucking book.
Just the dance. But yo, that's all fucking, that shit had, though. That's all.
Yo, TikTok really be having me TikTok, in a fucking chokehold.
TikTok,
bro.
Funny as shit. It's like times I could be on TikTok. What time is it? If I get on TikTok now at 9:30, I won't get on TikTok till like 1 o'clock and forget about everything.
Bro, I'll be on TikTok my whole shift at work, bro. My whole entire shift, the whole entire night, just laughing at shit.
TikTok really is
like this generation. This generation is Vine. Because Vine was the shit back then.
TikTok, man. TikTok hit the lid. Like you can learn and do anything from TikTok. You can learn anything from TikTok. Cooking shit. Do it yourself at home, shit, anything.
Wes, you be on TikTok?
I mean, no. You mean, do I look at it?
Yes.
I look at it, man. I don't be on there. What you mean? I don't make TikToks.
I would hope not. I'm not making a TikTok.
I got a couple TikToks on my daughter, John. I'm going to just say that.
Matter of fact, I'm bullshitting. During the pandemic, when it first hit,
you was on there?
I was doing a little TikTok dance with my kid.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a little TikTok dance with the kid.
Man, I'm doing a TikTok. Fuck y'all. Fuck these.
Listen,
that's a fucking TikTok.
That's your prerogative.
I'm TikToking.
Just with a gun doing a TikTok. Get out of here. Hold on, bro. I got to run to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. I'm still here.
You know what I'm saying? Yo. Real question, Wes, since Wes here, yo. Mm-hmm. Everybody mad about Deion Sanders taking the job in Colorado. How you feel about that?
Well, see, I think it's some bullshit. Look, it's bullshit all the way around because Deion, you know, I know why everybody mad, you feel me? Because he was so hype about, you know, supporting the black colleges and shit like that, and we need to support our own and be there for our own college schools and shit. And then this nigga going and take the fucking money to the white college. You feel me?
Bro, but why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
I feel you, but you, because he getting millions of dollars.
Listen, no, they wasn't giving him millions of dollars.
Colorado was, right?
Colorado was giving him $5 million a year.
And that's money. That's millions of dollars.
Yeah, now, and Jackson State was giving him $300,000. Y'all forget when he first got there, they broke in his car, they were stealing stuff, all this stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, then, shit.
I heard he's supposed to get bonuses. He never got no bonus. Like,
mm-hmm.
when he did do something for y'all. He did put HBCUs back on the map so everybody mm-hmm. know that black colleges around is real players there. But mm-hmm. how y'all gonna get mad? He gonna take the bread, because guess what? Any of y'all would have took the money too.
Yeah, he would have took the money.
If a job paying $300,000, and then the other job paid me $5 million, I'm taking the $5 million, bro.
You don't take the money, man. But it's also that, like, the stigma, like, he was fighting for him. You feel me? Like, he.
I mean, his Android. I'm taking the money, bro. I'm taking the money, bro.
What, are you talking about Deion Sanders?
Yeah.
That three, what are you getting? $300 million?
He getting $5 million a year now. Before, he's making $300,000 a year.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking the $5 million. I
don't get, you know what I'm saying? He bought the school a state championship. He let y'all be known. Everybody know about y'all. Now y'all gotta go ahead.
Gotta let him move on.
All he did was level up. You feel me? Gotta, like, come on. Yo, people mad as shit because he left. Oh, yo, he supposed to stay black. He just left them. Like, man, you would have left them too, sis. Stop it.
Hey, Wes, welcome back, man.
We're back, bro. Yo, I know what's happening. I'm clicking my phone. My phone is clicking over.
Because it's an Android, bro. That's the problem.
Got to get rid of that Android. Hey, Wes, you know what else you need to do, man?
What?
Hop on that Call of Duty wave.
Yeah.
I got that, John. Yeah.
You never played it, bro.
I got it, though.
So what you how you got it and never played it?
Y'all play on Xbox or PlayStation?
It
doesn't matter. Okay. It's crossplay.
Oh, yeah, I got that. Though.
Okay. I got Call of Duty, man. Call of Duty was, like, really kept niggas sane during the pandemic.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas in the crib chilling, interacting with others, you know what I'm saying? Getting dubs. It was a vibe, bro.
So, yeah, that's a good thing. That's what kept y'all sane during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Call of Duty. I'm trying to think. What was it for me? 2K? I was playing 2K.
I can't fuck with 2K no more, man.
Man.
Can't it's do it.
And I move past you.
Mm-hmm. Remember, like, niggas used to be nice as shit during 2K. Like, can't do it. Mm-hmm. Cannot do it.
I was doing a lot of shit during the pandemic, though, dog. I had fucking hobbies. I bought a skateboard and shit. My guy was out there skateboarding.
You
no, you wasn't. You broke a fucking arm, nigga.
I got a big dude, big boy skateboard, man. I was skateboarding, nigga.
You got videos of this? I need you.
I just like skateboarding, so I got back into skateboarding and shit.
Y'all niggas think y'all can still hoop?
I know I can.
What you 30? You 32. We all 32, right?
Nah. Mm-hmm. You 32.
I'm still getting buckets. My daughter getting buckets now, but I
pass. You pass the torch down, Jess.
Your daughter play?
My daughter played ball, but the team, they need some help, but
I'm telling you, coaches, we talk about this in the group chat, Jess. You
it's the coaches,
coach.
Bro.
You gotta be the coach.
They're trash. I don't want to be the coach because I don't want them crying to their mom like, "Oh, Michaela's dad just cussed us out."
That means you can't cuss them out, nigga. Don't cuss the kids out.
You know what I'm saying? What you do? Run.
I want to be my daughter coach.
Hey, look, I'm about to see if I can. All
right.
That's my man, Honey Hill Catering. If he can get in and do it,
Hill,
for all your catering needs.
Philly. Best caterer in Philly.
Hands down.
Don't stop talking.
Hands down.
Yeah. You know what? But it's cool.
I'm kind of hungry now, man. Y'all niggas be cooking?
Yo, I'm a chef, dog.
Wes.
I ain't a chef like Dirk, but I get it in.
I can't believe you, bro.
What are you talking about?
What do you make?
Yo, Jess, you have my cooking. Yo, I'll be on the grill.
I never had your cookie. Oh, yo. You on the grill? Yeah, you be on the grill.
Cookout.
You be on the grill. I can say that. I mean, everybody be on the grill. What do you make?
I think grilling is the easiest shit to do.
Yeah, I can't count grilling as cooking. like on a regular. I mean, it is because some people can fuck it up. Some people can fuck it up.
People don't know how to cook ribs like I do, man.
I don't eat ribs, so.
All right. So my shrimp, I cook shrimp. Well, you say grilling ain't cooking.
You know, like, if it's a fucking Thursday night.
Like hold on. That's like the biggest thing about grilling is the prep. Like, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, you gotta prep the shit.
Yeah, like seasoning and shit. All the grilling shit is easy. All you gotta mm-hmm. do is make sure you don't burn it.
Yeah. I ain't never seen you cook that.
Who?
You.
I don't need to.
I ain't never seen you cook anything, bro.
I don't need to. Just leave
it. Hey, you don't, nowhere you near the kitchen.
You don't cook at all.
I cook.
What you make?
Come on, man. Don't put me on the spot.
Nothing. Yeah, cook nothing.
I feel like it. But yeah, man.
Let's change the subject. But yeah, dog, I cook, man. Ask anybody, I cook. I'm a chef.
This is a lengthy episode.
I've been cooking ever since I was a young boy, man.
So if it's a Thursday night and you gotta make mm-hmm. a meal in the crib,
mm-hmm.
what's the meal for you? Oh, say you and the young lady, y'all in there by mm-hmm. the bus. She want a home cooked meal. What you making, mm-hmm. Wes?
I got baked chicken. I do my thing with some chicken. Mm-hmm. You know the typical shit. You know, everybody know I make chicken Alfredo and shit.
Your go-to veggie?
My go-to veggie? Man, it's whatever. Like, y'all don't know. Y'all don't understand how creative I am in the kitchen. I do a lot. Like,
he's skipping a question.
Listen. I can cook whatever. Broccoli. I love broccoli. I hook up some broccoli. Broccoli, garlic. Pick it up with the garlic and the butter.
This is what we gonna do. You gonna have one lucky lady. Fucking, you gonna cook for her.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, which one of y'all want Wes to cook for y'all? He says he's a great cook. And then when he cooks for you, cook. I want you to tell us how you did.
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay. I'll deliver the meal. I'm going to drop it off to you.
No, fuck that. They going to have a date night. Wes going to cook for her.
Oh.
Wes going to take it to the... She going to come to Wes' crib. Wes going to cook with a candlelight mm-hmm. dinner.
Or I come to your crib, whatever.
You going to come to your crib.
I bring the food.
He bring the food.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring yourself.
Just make sure your kitchen clean. Make sure your kitchen clean. Yeah.
No dirty kitchens.
You know what I'm saying?
No dirty kitchen.
No dirty kitchen.
In fact, you tell me what you want and I'll make it.
You hear that, ladies?
You know,
you hear that?
They say, you know,
I can make anything.
Clean, open the microwave. If the microwave dirty and shit, the kitchen dirty, bro.
Don't have my man cooking in no dirty kitchen.
I know, man.
I'm gonna talk about you. I'm gonna talk about you.
I prefer a gas stove too. Yeah, but electrical bills, but that's all you got.
Yeah, you asking for too much.
Yo, I can see myself burning my motherfucking hand on them fucking electric stoves and shit. Hot top. Like,
yeah, electric stove be on some shit, man. But, you know,
I need a flame.
I need a flame, man. Flame. My house, I get gotta have a fucking gas stove.
You can put that shit in there, bro. I mean, if it got gas line.
I mean, yeah, but
damn, that's crazy. It really took us 2 years to record again. That's so crazy to me.
Yeah, listen, next episode we're getting the guys back. Bub probably sleep, you know.
He's an overnighter.
You know what I'm saying? I'm an overnighter.
Matter of fact, now that we talk about overnight shift might be the worst shift ever.
It is.
No,
matter of fact, I'm lying. 3 to 11 is the worst shift ever.
3 p.m. to 11.
Anybody that do 3 to 11 is a serial killer. Ain't no way anybody doing a 3 to 11 shift. That shit is horrible. The whole day consists of working.
Yeah,
3 to 11 is for people that's younger and have no children. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't function when you got kids and shit going on. 3 to 11 ain't it?
No, that shit drove me crazy. 3 to 11, I will wake up at 11 o'clock and have an hour to chill. Okay. You had to think about work.
So, yeah.
I mean, I could do it for a little overtime here and there, but my shift all the time. But some people like it. Some people not. Some
I could tell you what mine is. Because, you know, at the hospital, I worked 2 to 11 before. 2 to 11 was you know, I'm not a morning. I'm not a morning person. I don't like getting up in the morning. So I just like chilling. Right huh?
What's your shift right now?
12 to 8.
Actually, for me, every shift is bad to me. It can't
11 to 7, though.
No, 11 to 7, horrible. 3 to 11.
That's the worst shift I worked.
11 to 7.
It was cool. It's cool for a little bit. It's cool.
I love it. See, terrible. Y'all need a job where you got some downtime. Like,
we do got downtime at our job.
Well, so 11 to 7 should be chill. See,
it's chill, like, Jeff. I worked in the prison too. That's when I did 11 to 7.
Less movement. It's quiet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas supposed to be asleep, but it's just, you know, it's like, it's terrible, man. Cause like, first, I'm a night owl. I like being up at night, but I don't like being up at night.
Wait. What jail did you work at, Wes?
I worked at a couple jails.
You know what? I'm gonna leave that alone.
I told you where I work.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it alone. I ain't got nothing to say. All right. I ain't gotta leave that shit alone.
Y'all funny as shit, man.
Cause Wes, you know, you went for a little stint without working, bro.
When?
You this whole time since we graduated high school, you had a job. You never went out without a job.
Pretty much. I was working, you know what I mean?
He was a Power 99 boy.
I worked at Power 99.
He was a Power 99 guy.
He's on the radio. And so what other jobs you had, my guy?
Listen, you want to be here all night and I can tell you all my fucking jobs? be here all night.
Yo, bro, next episode. Yo.
Next episode,
we have a whole episode on my fucking jobs.
Let's break West down. Yo.
Matter of fact, what we're gonna do is we're gonna have an episode about the job, everybody's job.
We can talk about our jobs. I've been in every industry, like the healthcare industry. So far, so good, man. It's the best one.
All right.
I done worked in almost every industry, though.
I mean. I want to wrap this up because I know Justin. Yeah. I go to work.
Yeah, damn, it's been an hour. Man.
It's only been 40 minutes, but
yeah. Let's wrap this up, man. Work. And get our guys in the next job.
Before we go, let's do this shit. Like, what I want niggas to be on a higher level. I want this shit to be like Wallow and Gilly shit.
What?
Better. You feel me? I want niggas to be like, yo, niggas need Sunday podcast. Good. These niggas really funny for us. And what I really want, I want YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
I just want niggas to be they self.
That's always going to happen.
We be ourselves. We always been ourselves our whole motherfucking lives. And look where it got us. So keep the wave.
Some stand-up guys, man. Look, we're going to talk. I hit y'all up in the chat. Audience, make sure y'all listen. Y'all subscribe. I have a YouTube channel, too, on sneakers.
Yeah. Yo. Let me get on that YouTube channel with your sneakers. Yeah. I got a couple shoes.
Just hit me up, man. You know my
y'all write comments and shit.
You know what I'm saying, Wes? I don't know about you with the shoes with this one, but we got you. We got you.
Okay.
Yo. Lay off Wes, man. But yeah, just holler at me if you want to get on that YouTube channel, bro.
I got you.
Like I said, audience, subscribe. Let me know how y'all like the motherfucking episode. And that's it. I'll see y'all motherfuckers in like the next couple days.
Say less.
To the next episode.
Yes, sir. I'm going to holler at y'all.
All right, my G.
All right. All right.